You're listening to an official recording of the New York City Police Department.
Hi, hello, good morning. This is Officer Pierre Noel from the 7 Police Center. Can I help you with something?
Jean-Pierre Noel serves as a police officer in Flatbush, Brooklyn, where a majority of New York City's Caribbean communities thrive.
And the person say, yes, you can help me. My business report.
He is also one of the police department's expert interpreters.
Did you speak Creole? I'm going to speak Creole to you just to make you feel welcome.
Approximately 500 New York City police officers can trace their roots to Haiti. The New York metropolitan melting pot includes the country's largest concentration of Haitians. So when a magnitude 7 earthquake struck the Haitian capital of Port-au-Prince in January, officers who serve the Haitian community and are Haitian themselves were shaken to their core.
Oh, it was terrible. We would just basically comfort each other until, you know, we can get a better understanding or better view or better handle on what's going on back home.
Officer Pierre Noel's family is from Arcay.
They were saying that my community got hit pretty hard, and it was frightening. I know I was not the only police officer that was in the same situation.
The mental aftershock of the devastation also hit close to home for others in the NYPD. Police Commissioner Raymond W. Kelly was in Port-au-Prince just 48 hours before the earthquake. He and a team of NYPD experts and representatives from the U.S. Department of State had just met with the Haitian National Police, discussing and reviewing law enforcement training. Commissioner Kelly lived in Haiti in the 1990s when he served as the head of the International Police Monitors.
Haiti itself has been a country that just needed a lot of help. The tremendous poverty there, there's over 50% illiteracy, many diseases, malaria, dengue fever. The pre-existing conditions in Haiti before the earthquake were pretty bad. So to have an earthquake on top of that obviously caused so many more problems.
2 days after the quake struck, New York Task Force 1, a federally organized search and rescue team, was activated. 38 members of the NYPD Emergency Service Unit prepared for deployment to Haiti.
We're going there in the early stage to see if we can help rescue people and do anything that we can to alleviate the situation.
The NYPD ESU officers and a team of New York City firefighters established their base of operations at Port-au-Prince's single runway airport.
It was rough sleeping because you'd have planes landing over you.
Helicopters.
At times, you kind of thought they were coming right into your tent at times.
Not to mention the tarantulas.
But Deputy Inspector Robert Lukash and Sergeant Michael McGinnis, whom you just heard, didn't have much time to sleep. Once they and their colleagues set up camp, they hit the broken ground running.
Time is of the essence here. The quicker they get there, the more good that they can do.
The team learned of victims trapped in a four-story building near the end of the first day.
We raced over to the supermarket and then worked throughout the night.
They managed to extract two men and a woman. The victims were dehydrated, but otherwise in exceptional condition given the circumstances. They survived.
It was like a three-run first inning. You know, it was really nice to be able to go out and get those three people.
That same Sunday, rescuers pulled a 55-year-old man who had been stuck in the rubble of a collapsed building. But perhaps the biggest miracle was still to come. A full week after the earthquake devastated their community, a boy named Kiki and his older sister were rescued, alive. Deputy Inspector Lukash reported the moment via satellite phone.
The boy came out, he's jubilant, you know, raised his hands in excitement. Both the male and the female were taken to a makeshift hospital where they received IVs, but they were in a very good physical condition.
And back in New York, Sergeant McGinnis recalled their reaction.
It's hard not to be emotional when you work so hard for 4 or 5 hours to free 2 kids and to see the looks on their faces. I don't think any one of us could help but get a little emotional at that point.
The rescue came in the nick of time. The morning after Kiki and his sister were saved, a 6.1 aftershock hit Haiti again.
It felt like the earth was angry. Like you could really feel the of the earth.
You know, we're standing there, all of a sudden everything started shaking. And yeah, I literally feel the ground moving. I mean, it was definitely shaking.
The task force took extra precaution and pressed on. The men were able to return home soon after. Only one of the members, a search and rescue dog, was slightly injured.
We searched school one day, and he got caught in some, like, razor wire, and he got a cut, you know, on his back. And, you know, we got him out of the razor wire, told him to search, and he just continued on.
Aragon was one of 4 NYPD canines who, with their handlers, went to Haiti. Officer Scott Matichuk served as the canine team leader there.
We always go out the door with 4 of our urban search and rescue canines. Anytime there was a rescue, we would search the surrounding areas to make sure there's no other people there.
In total, New York Task Force 1 saved 6 people during their 8 days in Haiti. All of the men and the dogs were honored by Mayor Michael Bloomberg for their heroism in a ceremony at City Hall January 26.
This has been an official recording of the New York City Police Department. Thank you for listening.